بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will have the sixth message of hope, and the title of the class is The Most Important Goal in Life. Inshallah, we will continue to learn about the verses of the Quran related to worship of Allah, and now we will start to continue to read from Surah number 29, verse number 16, and verse number 56. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه اعبدوا الله واتقوه ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And remember Abraham when he said to his people, worship Allah alone and fear him. That is better for you if you did, but no.
Okay. So this is the verses of the Quran clarifying that Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he commanded his people to worship Allah. We are after the word worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Ibrahim is clarifying that to worship Allah is better for them. We will read now verse number 56 from the same surah, verse number 56. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا عبادي الذين آمنوا إن أرضي واسعة فإياي فاعبدون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O my slaves who believe, certainly spacious is my earth, therefore worship me alone.
You see, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is calling on all the mankind, calling them, O my slaves. This is a clarification of the importance of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are all slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is calling, O my slaves who believe. Okay? We must worship Allah only. Okay? And Allah is clarifying that His earth is spacious, and actually this is regarding those whom they feel that they are not happy in the places where they are living. Allah is clarifying that the earth is spacious. You can migrate and you can move from one place to another, so long that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every place. And Allah, your Lord, is the owner of the earth, and Allah, your Lord, will take care of you so long you worship Him alone. Okay? Now we will read from Surah number 39, Surah Az-Zumar. We will read about worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, sisters, every letter of the Quran we are reading, you will get 10 good deeds, inshallah, in its reward. And now you will know about the reward of seeking knowledge while we are, alhamdulillah, learning today. Now we will read from Surah number 39, verse number 2. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 39, Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 2. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haqq fa'abudillaha mukhlisan lahu al-deen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verily we have sent down the book to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, in truth. So worship Allah alone by doing religious deeds sincerely for Allah's sake only.
So this is again a command to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his ummah, the followers of Prophet Muhammad, the Muslims, okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the Quran, having the truth, okay. Accordingly, we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and inshallah we will learn the meaning of the word worship. So this is a command to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and whoever is following the Quran to worship none but Allah. Now we will read from the same surah, verse number 11. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى commanded Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to worship none but Allah. In verse number 11, Prophet Muhammad will declare that fact. Okay, so Allah is saying, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. Verily, I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying him and doing religious deeds sincerely for his sake only.
Then in verse number 14, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, again, it is the command to Prophet Muhammad, قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. Verily, if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid of the torment of a great day.
Next, 14.
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah alone I worship by doing religious deeds sincerely for his sake only. And not to show off and to set up rivals with him to worship.
Okay, so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this verse, he obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said that Allah alone I worship. Okay, and we all must say like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we will read from surah number 40, verse number 40. Again, sisters, you know how many times Allah is mentioning this command about worshipping none but Him very clearly in the Quran. Okay, we will read still many verses of the Quran so that you appreciate this rule, which is worshipping none but Allah as the base of Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, surah number 40, verse number 40. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 40. Okay. We read from surah number 40, verse number 65. Verse number 65. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الحي لا إله إلا هو فادعوه مخلصين له الدين الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He is the ever-living. None has the right to be worshipped but He. So invoke Him, making your worship pure for Him alone by worshipping Him alone and no one else by doing righteous deeds sincerely for Allah's sake only and not to show off and not setting up rivals with Him in worship. All the praises and thanks are in Allah, the Lord of the Amin, mankind, jinn, and all that exists.
Okay. We will read the next verse also. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ إِنِّي نُهِيتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَمَّا جَاءَنِيَ الْبَيِّنَاتُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Hey, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, I have been forbidden to worship those whom you worship besides Allah, since there have come to me evidences from my Lord, and I am commanded to submit in Islam to the Lord of the Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists.
Okay. Now we will read from surah number 43, verse number 64, surah Al-Zukhruf. Surah number 43, verse number 64. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To know about Prophet Jesus. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We read actually 63 and 64. No. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما جاء عيسى بالبينات قال قد جئتكم بالحكمة ولأبين لكم بعض الذي تختلفون فيه فاتقوا الله وأطيعون إن الله هو ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when Jesus came with our clear proofs, he said, I've come to you with prophethood in order to make clear to you some of the points in which you differ. Therefore, fear Allah and obey me. Verily, Allah, He is my Lord and your Lord. So worship Him alone. This is the only straight path.
Okay. This is the clarification about that worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the call of all messengers, and this is Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. He is calling everyone to worship none but Allah. Now we will read from Surah Al-Dariyat, Surah number 51, verse number 56. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, this verse from Surah Al-Zariyat, Surah number 51, verse number 56, this is the most important fact in life regarding the mankind. And this is the rule which we will discuss it in details today about that worship of Allah must be the goal and the hope of every believer. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And I, Allah, created not the jinn and the mankind except that they should worship me alone.
Okay, actually this important fact, the most important fact regarding we mankind, inshallah we will learn in details about its meaning, how we can live it inshallah in our life. Now we will read from Surah number 53, verse number 62. Surah number 52, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So you fall down in prostration to Allah and worship Him alone.
This was Surah number 53, verse number 62, the last verse of the Surah. Okay? Now we will move to Surah number 71, verse number 3. Surah number 71, verse number 3. This is regarding Prophet Nuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read from 1 to 3 in order to know who is the one calling people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah number 71, we will read from verse 1 to verse 3. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmih, ila qawmihi an anzir qawmaka min qabl an ya'tiyahum azaabun aleem. قال يا قوم إني لكم نذير مبين أن أعبدوا الله واتقوه وأطيعون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verily we sent Noah to his people, saying, Warn your people before there comes to them painful torment. He said, O my people, verily I am a plain warner to you, that you should worship Allah alone, be dutiful to Him, and obey me.
So again, sister, this is Prophet Nuh alayhi salam calling his people to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be dutiful to him and to obey him. Now we will read from Surah number 98, verse number 5. Surah Al-Bayyinah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Bayyinah, Surah number 98, verse number 5. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, abstaining and abscribing from partners to Him, and performing as-salat and giving zakat. That is the right religion.
Now, inshallah, we will read from Surah number 103, verse number 3. Okay, we will stop here. We will hold with this. Okay, we'll stop. Alhamdulillah, we learned about most of the surahs of the Quran where Allah wa ta'ala is calling mankind to worship none but Him. Now we want to learn about the lessons and the tafsir of these surahs. The first lesson which we learn from what we read from the Quran is that several messengers having one message. We read from Surah Hud about Prophet Nuh, Prophet Hud, Prophet Saleh, and Prophet Shu'aib. And we read also about Prophet Isa, Jesus, and Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa, we read about him in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, verse number 14. And just we read about Prophet Ibrahim, Surah number 29, verse number 16. And we read again about Prophet Nuh from Surah number 71. It is the message of all the prophets, from Prophet Nuh up to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that number one, we must submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the association of any partners. These two principles mean that all the authority in the human life belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fundamental principle of the divine faith. So the most important principle in our life is that all the authority in my life belonging to Allah. So I worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, I will clarify to you soon the meaning of the word worship in Islam. But just we want all to realize that all the messengers, they came with one message, to worship none but Allah, not only Islam. It is not only the religion of Islam which is calling to, monotheism or worship none but Allah. It is the message of all the messengers from Prophet Nuh until Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is an important fact which every mankind has to know, because we must all agree that the authority in the human life belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one whom all the humankind are commanded to worship. The second fact which we learned from these verses is that the first is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we just read from Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, the address was to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who received the Quran. It was a call and a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship Allah alone with sincerity. So again and again, to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all the prophets and to those whom they follow them, the believers. Also in Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 11, which we just read, there was a declaration by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outlining what he is commanded to do with regard to worship, devotion, and submission. This respect, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of Allah's slaves. He doesn't exceed that position. Sister, this is very important to realize in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to declare that he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only God in life. This means that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just a human being, one of Allah's servants, not more than this. Okay, this must be clear. He is the best created human being, but he is just a slave and a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what I will clarify to you now, but we must believe that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't exceed that position, a slave and a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In their worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the people stand in one rank, while Allah has his position over all the creation. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a human being. He is the best created human being, yes, but he is a human being, so he is a slave and servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the human beings are in one rank, equal to slaves and servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who has the high position over all the creation. These two concepts of Godhead and servitude must be established in the spirit of all mankind. In Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 5, in every prayer, 17 times per day, we declare that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship. So 17 times per day, the believer is declaring or is clarifying or is announcing that you alone we worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah is the only one to be worshipped by all. Okay, so now, sisters, actually I want you to get Surah Al-Fatiha, the first surah in the Quran, so that you can realize the importance of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. So it is the name of Allah, the first verse. The second one, all the praise and thanks to Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen. Okay, so the second one is praise and thanks to Allah. Then the names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. Then the name of Allah, Allah is the only owner of the day of resurrection. Then in verse number 5, you alone we worship. Immediately. You alone we worship, and because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one we worship, so Allah is the only one we ask for help. Okay, so this is the clarification of the importance of the belief that none is, we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will clarify to you what is the meaning of this, okay, because one of the sisters can tell me, yes, Sister Mona, we all know that, alhamdulillah, so long we are Muslims, we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, inshallah, now I will clarify to you in detail what is the meaning of to worship none but Allah, and what is the most important goal of our creation, and what is supposed to be your goal in your life. When you tell me, Sister Mona, what is the most important goal in your life, I will tell you it is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will tell me why, I will tell you because this is the goal of my creation. You will tell me, clarify to me, I will clarify to you now on the board. Now we will know in detail our goal in life, the most important. In Surah number 51, verse number 56, Allah is clarifying that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the goal, because I won't use the same words, created, except that they worship, that mankind is created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that the ultimate purpose of our creation is to worship Allah alone with no partners. Accordingly, in this life, there is Allah, the Lord, and the Master, plus slaves, all human beings, all of them, whether they are rich, they are poor, they are white, they are red, they are highly educated, they are not educated, all human beings are slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so it is the duty of all the slaves to worship the Master. All of them. To worship the Master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of to worship Him? This is to worship. The meaning of worship is, now, let me make it more close to you, sister, or more clear. If there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Master and the Lord, and we are slaves. Okay, we are slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the duty of a slave? As a slave, when you live your life as a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my duty, so long I am a slave to the Master, to the Lord, number one, I will obey all His commands. This is not something I choose. No, this is something related to the nature of the relation between the Lord and the slaves. A slave must obey the commands of his Lord. In this life, Allah created me and all of us to be slaves. so long I am a slave, I must obey all the commands, I don't have a choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this in the Quran, in the verse which he said, مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ. They don't have the opportunity to choose. Why? Oh Allah, because you are slaves. All of you, exception. All of you are equal. This is the equality of Islam. And this is the justice of Islam. All of us are equal. How we are equal? We are all slaves. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. This is the rules of justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth. None is better than the other one. We are all slaves. Okay? Alhamdulillah. The slave will obey the commands and will receive the reward from the master only. Can I receive my reward of my deeds from a slave like me? None. Never. Because a slave doesn't have any control over his affairs. The affairs of the slave is up to the master. So, as slaves, I must live my life to obey the commands. Okay, there is no other way for the slave to live his life. Okay, except obeying, receiving the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters. Okay? When you tell me, Sister Mona, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, can anyone cause benefit for me? I tell you, none can benefit, cause benefit for you, and none can prevent harm from you, except the only one, the Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of the slaves, even if they are the billionaires, even they are the most highly educated, even they are the most prestigious, they cannot cause harm or prevent benefit. Why? Because they are slaves. No power, no will, except by the will of the master. Alhamdulillah. This is the equation of life. Okay? And this what Muslims has to realize. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Everything is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you tell me, Sister Mona, can you wake up at 5:30 to pray Fajr prayer? I tell you, sister, what are you discussing with me? I am a slave. I must obey the commands of my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my master. In this life, I am a slave. You tell me what is the meaning of this? I tell you the meaning of this is verse number 56 from surah number 51. So, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we are all slaves and I must wake up at 5:30 to pray Fajr prayer. Why? Because I am a slave. I must obey the command of my Lord, my Master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, sisters, how we are supposed to live our life very simply. When I will realize and I will believe that in reality I am a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the commands will become very easy for me. It will be my routine. I must. I can't. When you tell me, forget about it. Forget about it, pray it at 8 o'clock. If I believe in reality that I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I tell you, I can't. You tell me why? I tell you because my master, Allah the Lord, He is the one providing me. He is the one taking care of me. He is the one supporting me. I can't be out of my real position in life or situation. I am a slave in need of my Lord every second of my life. I am so sorry. I can't disobey him. He will be angry with me. He will not be pleased with me. And I can't live my life while my Lord is not pleased with me, because he is the one controlling all my affairs in this life and in the hereafter. I am so sorry. I am so happy to obey his commands, because I will, inshallah, receive his reward. For the sake of this reward, alhamdulillah, I am so happy to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the simple equation of my life. Very simply. I don't have any other thing in my life other than I am a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one, sisters. This is how you can help yourself to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you realize and when you believe in reality that in this life we are just slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to think for 5 minutes about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second, how you run to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever you have a problem or a disaster, whenever you feel lonely. At that minute you will realize from the depths of your heart that, oh Allah, in reality I am your slave. So long I am your slave, it will be my honor to obey your commands because I will inshallah receive your reward. This is, sisters, how we have to live our life inshallah. There are a lot of benefits. All the benefits in this life is in this rule. Why and how? I will mention them to you one by one. When now I realize that we are all slaves, no power, no will, we must obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have a problem with the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the head of the work. If I have a problem with my husband, if I have problem with the kids, if I have problem with anyone, I will be feeling afraid, or I will have to deceive, or to lie, or to beg, or whatever. Never. I will never give any care or any attention to any human being. They are just slaves. I will be free. I will be free from the burden of how to live my life with those around me whom mostly they are selfish, they are liars, they are not good people. Unfortunately, nowadays, how I will live with them? How I will be out from their pressure? I can be out from their pressure when I, in reality, believe that they are all slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't care except to the master. This is the only one I care for him. This is the only one I fear. This is the only one I love. This is the only one I trust. This is the only one I call. This is the only one I need his support. And this is the only one, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, I care for my relation with him, to obey the commands. Regarding the slaves, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, because when I have this relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey his commands, Allah commanded me to treat all the human beings in the best manners. This is the manners of Islam. Alhamdulillah. This is the reality of Islam, sisters, not how Muslims are living. Forget about Muslims. This is the religion of Islam. The lost religion of Islam because of the Muslims. Okay? So one of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to treat the people with the best manner for his sake. So all these people, the head of the job who is not a good person, my husband who is sometimes oppressing me, my kids whom they never appreciate me, all of this, I will not be angry with them, I will not revenge them, never. I obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards them. Good manner, living marriage as an act of worship, in spite of the fact your husband is not appreciating, yes. Your husband never say good word, yes. Your husband is after your mistakes, yes. Why? Because we are, me and my husband are slaves. I'm not looking for any reward from my husband. I want to receive my reward from my master because I am a servant to him, a slave to him. This is number one. Number two, I believe that my husband is just a slave like me. He cannot give me anything except by the will of my master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I believe that we are all slaves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only master, I will live all my life as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what I will clarify to you now, what is the meaning of living life as an act of worship
to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, while most of the people around me are not appreciating, are not caring, are not, alhamdulillah, rewarding me, I don't care at all. Alhamdulillah, I am living my life as an act of worship to the only Lord, the only Master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, sisters, it is one equation. Allah is the Lord, the Master. Everyone are slaves. This one equation can save you from the headache, from the fear, from the worry, from the upset, from the sadness, from the depression, which is caused by the people around you, because all praise to Allah, I never care for them. And I believe that they are powerless. I only care to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long you are obeying His commands, so long, inshallah, you will receive His reward, which you can't imagine in this life and in the hereafter. Okay? Now, inshallah, I will clarify to you the meaning of the word worship in Islam, so that you can live your life as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you will realize the reward, unlimited reward, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you when you will live your life as an act of worship. I ask it to the Arabic sister whom they attend with me, the class, Arabic class. Do you know the meaning of this verse like this before?
Meaning of this verse, like 51-56?
Yes, the meaning like this, how, like I explained.
No,
now.
You did it very nicely.
You feel it, yes. Now, you see, it is different. So you feel, yes, it can affect you and affect your life, alhamdulillah. And it has to be the most important goal in your life. When someone will ask you, what is the most important goal, what is the most important hope, why you are living? You are living for the sake of the wealth, for the sake of the kids, for the sake of the family, for the sake of... No, I am living for the sake of living my life as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, now inshallah I will tell you more about this, so that inshallah you will love to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is a rule of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So now, if inshallah the goal of every one of us is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we believe, alhamdulillah, and we obey the command of Allah, and our goal will be to worship Allah, how can we achieve this and fulfill this goal? Okay? The answer is that many people think that ibadah, worship, it refers to a number of rituals that Allah has commanded should be done at certain times, such as prayer, fasting, and hajj, and that is the end of the matter, but it is not as these people think. Okay, worship of Allah or ibadatullah, okay, is not just, you know, to do these rituals, which is, you know, the prayer, fasting, as sister was mentioning, recitation of the Quran. Because there is a very important fact and logic fact, you know, which will clarify to us. How long does it take to do this ritual of worship every day and night? Okay? If you count the time, okay, for prayers, the best prayer, obligatory prayer, takes 3 minutes. 3 to 5 minutes. Not more than this. Try to get the watch. I got the watch. And I put it beside me, and I tried to recite the Quran slowly and to pray slowly. It is never more than 5 minutes. Okay? So, if we pray the 5 obligatory prayers, as most of the Muslims, let us forget about, you know, more than this, it will be 25 minutes per day. Okay? So, this means that I will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 25 minutes per day only. Or if I read half an hour Quran also, so it is 1 hour worshipping of Allah. If I am not in the month of Ramadan, or I am not doing hajj. Okay, but this is against the rule which we are created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rule we are created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that I am worshipping Allah subhanahu, I must worship Him in every minute and second of my life. So, oh Allah, how this will happen? This can happen is that when we believe that worship of Allah includes all the words. Every word you said and every deed you did that Allah loves and is pleased with, inward and outward. What is the meaning of these sisters? The meaning of these sisters is that from the minute you wake up in the morning until you sleep at night, okay, plus the time of sleeping until you wake up the next day. Suppose I wake up today at 6 a.m. in the I wake up at 5 o'clock so that inshallah I obey the command of my master to pray Fajr prayer in time. So I must wake up at 5 o'clock. Until tomorrow, 5 o'clock, this is 24 hours. This 24 hours, Allah inshallah can count them for me as acts of worship. Okay? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can count them for me as an act of worship, I will clarify to you now. Okay? Now we will know about forms of worship. Okay? We will learn about the forms of worship and then I will clarify to you and I want you to try to reflect while I am clarifying what is the meaning of word worship in Islam. When a believer strives in the land seeking provision, he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we clarified that to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship the master is to obey his commands. So, when the believer strives in the land seeking provision, he is commanding, he is obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? We will read now from Surah number 67, verse number 15, to know about this fact that seeking the provision is an act of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah number 67, verse number 15. Number 67, verse number 15. Millah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardula famshu fi manakibiha wa kulu min rizqih. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He it is who has made the earth subservient to you, easy for you to walk, to live, and to do agriculture on it. So walk in the path thereof and eat his provisions, and to him will be the resurrection.
Okay, so this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to walk and to seek the provision. This is related to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, seeking the provision. I am giving you forms of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, when the believer sleeps, so as to gather strength to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I seek reward for my sleep, just as I seek reward for praying night prayers. Indeed, the believer is not content unless his pleasure in eating, drinking, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is counted in his scale as good deeds. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that every believer must be looking for the blessing that Allah will count for him all his deeds as an act of worship. Number three, seeking knowledge is one of the highest type of worship. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told his companions that seeking knowledge is a religious duty on every Muslim. And in another saying, he said, seeking knowledge for 1 hour is better than praying for 70 years. This is other than the obligatory prayers. Okay? So now, sisters, for example, when you come to the masjid, having the intention that I am coming to seek knowledge for the sake of Allah, obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count for you this seeking knowledge as an act of worship. Okay? Also, social cooperation. Social cooperation is part of worship when it is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, receiving your friend with a smile is a type of charity. Helping a person to load his animal is a charity. Removing an obstacle from the road is charity. So the definition of worship in Islam is one which is comprehensive. It includes everything that you perceive,
you think, you intend, you feel, you say, and you do. Everything. This is the inner worship and the outer worship. When I have a thought in my mind, it has to be obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is obeying the command, it will be an act of worship for me. When I have the intention, inshallah, to do a good deed, obeying the commands of Allah, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is an act of worship. So, your intention is an act of worship. Your thoughts, an act of worship. Your words are an act of worship. When I come to the masjid and I tell to myself, I want to say, Assalamu alaikum, with a smile to every sister, obeying the commands of Allah and for the sake of Allah, it is an act of worship. Okay? Alhamdulillah, learning the knowledge for the sake of Allah, not only the Quran and not only the Hadith. Okay, we Muslims, alhamdulillah, we have a duty on the earth, is that, alhamdulillah, to take care of the earth, okay, and to improve the situation on the earth. Everyone who is doing his work, who is studying for the sake of Allah, this is an act of worship. So long it is obeying the command of Allah, for the sake of Allah, the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we can have the definition of worship of Allah as anything. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as anything Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, do as an act of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever you obey Allah in your deed, in your words, in your intention, it is an act of worship for you. This Islamic understanding of worship allows the whole of one's life to be an act of worship. As I told you, since I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning until next day at 6 o'clock in the morning, and inshallah every day, these are acts of worship for me, inshallah. Okay? So all the life can be an act of worship as long as the objective of that life is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of the Lord, the Master whom you are created to worship Him. So long your deeds are acts of obedience to Him, to please Him, alhamdulillah, your deeds are acts of worship and you will be rewarded for it. Okay? Now I want to clarify to you the difference between worship and servitude. We believe from surah number 51, verse number 50, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is the Lord, the Master, and all the human beings are just slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them. Okay. Alhamdulillah. So, what will be the difference between worship and servitude? Worship differs from servitude, which is this. Slaves. Okay. In that, worship must be coupled with love, trust, and reverence. No act of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be an act of worship except when you have these three to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our master. Our relation with Him is not just because we are His slaves that we will obey His commands. We obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering us with His blessings day and night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whom we call on Him day and night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who said in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord said, call on me and I will answer you. The one who is happy, the one who is pleased when you call on Him, the one who is pleased when He give you all the help. Everyone feels unhappy or not pleased when you keep on calling, oh sister, what's her name?
Shana, please help me. Sister Shana, take care of me. Sister Shana, support me. By time, you will feel what? Towards me. This. You will be what? You will fade up with me. You will tell me calling, calling, calling all the time. Every human being is like this because they are all slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who said, call on me and I will answer you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is pleased when the slaves repent. He will not get anything from their repentance. It is for their sake. But still Allah is happy with their repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whom we must love from the depths of our heart if we know in reality who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord. So I am a slave to Allah, but I love Him. The most love in my heart, the most beloved is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I trust Allah because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power and the only will. And I have reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. So this is the difference between worship and servitude. Okay? Don't be someone who is obeying the commands of Allah because he is in need of Allah. No. I obey the commands of Allah because I worship Allah, because I love Allah, I trust Allah, and I have reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must be clear in the spirit of every one of us. And actually now we will read from the Quran, from Surah number 19, verse number 93 about worshipping of Him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا. Now we will read 93, 94, 95 from Surah Maryam, Surah number 90.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is none in the heavens and the earth but comes into the most gracious Allah as slaves. Verily He knows each one of them and has counted them a full counting. And every one of them will come to Him alone on the day of resurrection without any helper or protector or defender.
This is the reality, sisters. This is the proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master, the only master, and all on the earth are just slaves. All of them and every one of them will come to Allah alone on the day of resurrection without any helper or protector or defender. Okay, so now sisters, we agree and we believe, alhamdulillah, that we can turn our everyday activities into an act of worship deserving of Allah's reward by following certain conditions. There are certain conditions which you must follow so that every activity in your life, every word, every intention, every thought can be counted for you as an act of worship if you follow these conditions. Number one, the action must be accompanied by the proper intention. Okay? Again, sisters, I need to clarify to you this fact so that it will be clear for you. Now, we agreed that Allah is the Lord, the Master, and we are all slaves. Okay? So, if I want to do a deed, okay, I must have the intention that it is only for the Master. Only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be for the Master plus any of the slaves. Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept any deed except for Him alone because He is the Lord, He is the Master. He cannot have a deed for Him, we cannot have a deed for Him, and any of the slaves, no power, no will. So when you have an intention to do any deed, you must have it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to clarify to you this fact because this is very important. For example, if I want to leave my marriage as an act of worship, all the deeds of my marriage as an act of worship, for example, my intention must be that it is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is never for the sake of a good word from my husband. It is never for the sake of a present from my husband. It is not for the sake of a travel with my husband, gift, whatever. Okay, nothing of this. If you have this kind of intention for Allah, plus you will not be rewarded and your deed is not an act of worship. This is how you live your life, as an act of worship to Allah only. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. This is Islam, sister. Allah only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the intention for every deed, not only the prayer, you know, and fasting and these rituals, no. Every deed in my life and every saying in my life. When we come to the masjid and we say to each other, Salamu alaykum sister, how are you sister? And we smile to each other. I am not supposed to smile more and to give respect more to one sister whom they told me she is very prestigious. When someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, please, you have, do you know who is this sister? She is very prestigious. Please, tell her, Assalamu alaikum, and if she needs any question. In reality, I will not tell her anything. Because I want her to know that she is just a slave. And I want to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I believe that all are slaves. I respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I respect all the sisters. We are all equal. All sisters to me are equal. Every human being is equal. Why? Because we are all slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My intention is to Allah. Salamu alaikum to everyone and to anyone. To the rich and to the poor, again and again, sisters, I want you to realize how we are not living our life as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important goal in our life, we are not fulfilling it and we are not successful to have it because our intention is not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. It is for the sake of Allah plus. For the sake of the dollar, for the sake of the prestige, for the sake of a good relation with people, this will make your acts not acts of worship. You will not be rewarded for it. So you must have your intention in everything, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, actions are but by intention, and a person gets only what he intends. Whatever you intend for, if you are looking for the reward from the people, Allah will make the people to give you the reward. If you have the your intention is that, oh Allah, I want the reward only from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, inshaAllah, all the reward. This means the purity of the intention. Regarding the reason for the act of saying, you have purity of intention regarding all your deeds, and also you have the purity of intention regarding the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both must be for Allah and from Allah. Number two, regarding how to live your life as an act of worship, your actions must be lawful. And actually not prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is pure and good, and he accepted only what is pure and good. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that, for example, I will work in a riba bank. Okay? And then I will tell you, you know, sister, I work from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 p.m. And inshallah, this is an act of worship. No, this is not an act of worship. Okay? Why? Because the action is not lawful. It is a prohibited action. Okay? Because you are working in the riba, and the riba is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? These facts must be important because some people, they sell, for example, wine or any of the, you know, this intoxicant, then they give charity of its money. Okay? And they think that this is an act of worship. This is not an act of worship. This is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This charity from this haram money is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because this is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must know how we are getting our money, what kind of deed we are doing, so that we will be aware this is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or commanded and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, Islamic law must be observed in your deed. For example, deception, oppression, and inquiry must be avoided. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who deceives us is not one of us." So any action where deception is part of it is not an act of worship. For example, if you sell a material by price more than its price, this is not an act of worship because you are a deceiver. Okay? Also, any act of oppression, okay, is not an act of worship. Even if you feel that you are not an oppressor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only judge regarding oppression. Okay? So, you must be aware of these conditions because actually these conditions, if there is deception or oppression, the deed or the act is not considered as an act of worship. Number four, the activity should not keep the person from performing his or her religious obligations. We will read now from Surah 63, verse number 9, about this condition which must be fulfilled so that your act will be an act of worship, because actually this is a big problem in our daily life nowadays. Okay, so now we will read from Surah number 63, verse number 9.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
O you who believe Muslims, when the call is proclaimed for Salat on the day of Friday prayer, come to remembrance of Allah. Religious and Salat prayer, leave off business and every other thing. This is better for you if you did, but no.
Okay. Number one, sister, I want to clarify to you that coming to Jumu'ah prayer is an obligation for the men, not for the women. Okay, so this verse is related to the men to come to the masjid. Okay, فَسَعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. This means, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, come to remembrance of Allah, come to the masjid. Okay, so coming to the masjid on Friday is an obligation for the men. This is number one. Number two, which is related to our topic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that whenever there is a call for prayer, okay, Allah is mentioning here a call for prayer of Jumu'ah prayer. Okay, you must leave your business. Okay, and come to the masjid for prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that is better for you if you did, but no. Okay, so again and again, sister, this is what is going on nowadays. For example, if I have a work from 6 o'clock in the morning until 4 p.m. and while I am in the work, I cannot pray Dhuhr prayer and I cannot pray Asr prayer. So I will miss these two prayers for the sake of my job or my work. Then I will tell to myself, oh Allah, my work is an act of worship. No. Your work cannot be an act of worship if it will prevent you from performing your religious obligations. Okay? You want your work to be, alhamdulillah, accepted as an act of worship, it must not prevent you from performing your religious obligations. So you must pray your prayer, inshallah, in time while you are in your work so that it will not be, alhamdulillah, against your religion and it will be, inshallah, an act of worship. Also, sisters, I cannot work from 6 o'clock and until 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. or 6 p.m., neglecting my kids, throwing them in the kindergarten or in any place, okay, if I'm not in great need of my of the money, if I'm not in great need, but I am just working for my career, for experience, okay, then I say, oh Allah, my work is an act of worship while I am neglecting my duties and my trust towards my family. This is not an act of worship. Okay? Because you have trust in this life. You must fulfill your trust. Your kids are trust.
Okay, I cannot deliver a baby, throw him after 6 months in the daycare, forgetting about him completely, then I will join the college and I will study day and night, then someone will tell me, what are you doing, Mona? I am doing an act of worship. Ha, 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 ha. You are deceiving yourself because it is not considered. Okay? Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you about your trust and about your deceiving. Okay? Because it is clear, the activity to be considered as an act of worship should not keep the person from performing his or her religious obligation. For example, in the month of Ramadan, some of the Muslims don't fast. When you tell them, some of the surgeons, you know, or people whom they work in the hospitals, when you ask them why you are not fasting, because I need to concentrate in my work. And if I have to concentrate, I can't fast. So I will not fast. Okay? This is not accepted in Islam. Okay? If you cannot concentrate, take your vacation, annual vacation, during the month of Ramadan. Stay at home and concentrate with the religious duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to forget about the month of Ramadan completely, why? Because I am a surgeon and I must take care of my patient. Your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is above the slaves. Okay? You cannot concentrate with the your work. This is very good. You are very honest. Okay? Take it as annual vacation. So again and again, sister, at the end, I have to clarify to you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because we want to know how to, as an act of worship, we will read now from Surah number 6, verse number 162, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us about living our life as an act of worship. Insha'Allah, we will stop here, and insha'Allah, we will continue next week to know from the verses of the Quran about the worship of shaitan and the reward of living our life as an act of worship. Insha'Allah, this we will learn next week. Now we will stop with Surah number 6, verse number 162. We will learn about it, insha'Allah, next week. And let us make the dua.